Still Midnight by Denise Mina, narrated by Jane McFarlane.
Chapter 1. An orange Sainsbury's plastic bag in full sail floated along the dark pavement. Belly bowed, handles erect, it sashayed like a Victorian gentleman on a Sunday stroll, past a garden gate, and followed the line of the low rockery wall until a sudden breeze buffeted it, lifting the fat bag off its heels, slamming it into the side of a large, white van. Air knocked from it. The bag crumpled to the floor, settling softly under the van's back wheel. The van, barely 3 weeks old, had already been stolen and bore false number plates. It was parked carefully at the curb, still warm from the heat of the engine, and in 6 hours' time it would be found smouldering in woodland, all forensic traces of the men inside obliterated. Three men sat in the van, faces turned in chorus, watching the bungalow across the road. The driver, Malky, leaned over the steering wheel. He was junky thin. From deep inside the dark hood of his tracksuit, his sunken eyes darted around the street like a cat hunting a fly. The two men next to him moved as one animal, Eddie in the middle and Pat sitting by the far door. Both in their late 20s, they'd worked for 7 years as a two-man door crew on the graveyard shift. They'd watched films together, met and dumped women together, went to the gym together, and, in the manner of married couples, their style had harmonised. Both were meaty, dressed identically in brand new black camouflage trousers, high-lace boots, flak jackets, and balaclavas rolled up to their foreheads. All the gear was